phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and this is Carl Bott. Welcome to Tuesday. Okay, I'm joined today again by my producer, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
You know, yesterday we had phone calls from old teacher, or no, I shouldn't say old, but your former teachers.
Yes, Mr. Hollihan.
And that's right, and you talked about what a great teacher he was afterwards. What a great English teacher he was.
And then had a caller.
And then had a caller who said, wait a minute, he was my teacher back when we were still using chisels and stone tablets. Okay, maybe it wasn't that long ago.
Or Daniel. I don't think it was that long.
Okay, it wasn't that long. Okay. Hey, well, welcome aboard, Aaron. Aaron's going to be with us tomorrow. We're going to be on tomorrow. And, of course, I'm joined by my partner, Linda Bott.
Good morning. You know, there's a little corner part of the newspaper about election. Registers to vote by Monday. If they don't register by Monday, not a vote.
Well, that's unless Acorn comes to town.
Oh, man.
Oh, did I say that?
Oh, my God.
Well, come on now. 13 states that they're being investigated in. But I saw somebody on TV today. Come on, it's fairness here, because we're going to talk about fairness. Is that Acorn said, hey, wait a minute. We've got people out there making some mistakes, but it's not voter fraud because they haven't voted yet. And the person interviewing them said, but people are pleading guilty to it already. And he said, hey, some people may have signed up a few people they shouldn't have. Like this one woman signed up 150 people all under the same name of Monica. Now, the question is what happens when they vote? I mean, if somebody just comes up, I mean, it's not going to be 150 Monicas voting unless they went to like 150 different precincts. I'm not sure how that works. It's something we need to talk to somebody. We need to get somebody from the election commission in here and say, okay, say that somebody came in and signed up somebody that's here illegally in our country, you know, which I'm sure has happened. How do you prove that this is a legal citizen?
And how do you, when you're counting the votes, and you only have, what, it's 24 hours to try to get that
in?
Yeah,
well, they're being counted, yeah, as it goes. Like that. The only ones that aren't is, well, that's what they're saying. They may find out, you know, weeks later that many of these votes didn't count. And if you look at Florida back in 2000, it was the state's difference was 560 votes, which gave George Bush the election. I just had somebody just walk through the studio here. I'm sorry, I lost track right there. anyway, that cost an election. So what they're saying is, well, look, if you've got 13,000 illegal votes in some of these swing states that are really close, that can make a big difference. And, you know, and so that there, I saw where a senator said he sent a letter to both the Obama and the McCain campaign and said, look, you all need to get together, identify precincts that are close, send a representative there, maybe somebody from the media, make sure that we are having a fair election. Now, will we or will they? I don't know. But the big thing is that you have to register by Monday or you will not be able to vote in this election. And this is a big election. There's so many things going on. Now, we've got to take a quick break here. And while we do, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some of the propositions. We're going to talk about some of the endorsements. And we've got some good guests today. So this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side.
Light.
Hey, good morning. This is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS 221-1402. Bert, good morning.
Bert.
Yeah.
Good morning.
You're on.
Okay, fine. Here, a couple, 3 weeks ago, you had a notice on your program. There's some fellas out there that wanted some computer parts. I used to get into that business, and I'm out of it now. And I got a pickup load full of computer parts to do something with.
You know, I think that was the Saturday show that we had
For the tech fair.
For the tech fair.
And they were going to take all those computer parts and do something with them. I tell you what.
How would I contact them?
Okay, I tell you what, Bert. If you go to my website, freefireradio.com. Freefireradio.com. Drop me a quick email, and I will put you together with these people.
Okay. I'll give that a try.
Okay, Bert, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
That's what we love about this show. You know, it's connecting people, bringing information, and...
I could tell him, but I just didn't have that phone number right here for the tech guys. And I'm not too sure who was the one that was collecting all those extra computer parts.
Well, maybe we'll get a call from somebody who is doing that. Also, it is, like you say, a show for the North State. This isn't our show. This is your show.
Well, that's it. And it's been like that since the beginning. And that reminds me about this letter. I got an email yesterday from a listener. And I'll call him Mike. And Mike said that I better watch, you know, and I shouldn't watch out. That's not what he said. He said, you know, when you talk about people, it seems like, you know, you're not giving, you know, both sides of it. You know, it seems like I'm for Palin. And, you know, I wrote back to him, and I was really happy that he wrote, because many times on talk radio that you have the leaders in talk radio are conservative. You know, like on this station, you have Rush and Sean and Laura and Bill O'Reilly and Mike Reagan are all on this station. Well, one of the things that I try to do is bring out both sides of it. And I need callers from both sides. That when somebody disagrees about something that, that Bush has done or that Congressman Herger has done or just Republicans in general, we need phone calls from people that listen to this and say, hey, wait a minute, what about this and this and this? Now, we have had people call up and say that, you know, Sarah Palin's not ready for prime time, no matter even if she is on Saturday Night Live. But she's not ready for prime time. But the big thing, though, is that we try to get out both sides here. That's why, you know, I kind of pride myself, you know, having, you know, Congressman Herger on the show and having Jeff Morse on the show. I love to have everybody from different viewpoints because this isn't our show. This is the North State show.
And the rule is civility.
That's the only rule.
And it's not only what's good about that, too, is that when we hear both sides, it educates us in what is going on in people's minds. Also, this is open line, so always call 221-1402 and let us know what's on your mind.
That's right. Now, let's talk about a couple of things that have happened. Let's talk a little bit about the Record Searchlight. Record Searchlight has been going out and endorsing different propositions. And the latest one that they've endorsed, and I completely support this one, is Proposition 12. Proposition 12 would authorize about $800 or $900 million worth of bonds to continue a long-established discount home loan program through the California Department of Veteran Affairs. You know, this is for our veterans who have come back into our state. It covers about 2 million, and in the past 7 years, about 2 million soldiers, sailors, and Marines, and airmen have taken advantage of this. They've been around since around World War I, and all the monthly payments have been supported by the participating veterans. The taxpayers, you know, are ultimately on the hook for the bonds, but they haven't had to pay a nickel in 85 years. In other words, this is a self-supporting bond that the veterans pay for. So, you know, this is Proposition 12. You need to support Proposition 12. All right, that's my endorsement. Now, the other thing, though, about the Record Searchlight is while they have had that, they have refused to endorse, or not refused, I guess, they have decided not to endorse any candidate for president. The reasons behind that is that they said while they can talk about the candidates for city council and they can talk to the ones for Congress, they can't talk to any of the presidential candidates, so how can they endorse one? Well, I tell you what, if you read the blogs, you know, the old squirrel has hit the fan. Over that one is how can you not endorse a presidential candidate?
The same one who lit the fire.
Okay, well, the flaming squirrel.
Yes.
Well, you know what? That is true. Not to change the subject, we'll get to that in a second. Where we're not going to endorse somebody for president, but hey, that flaming squirrel made the news, and the flambe squirrel that started the power outage when it tried to eat a power line. Anyway, but here's the thing is that I understand where the Record Searchlight's coming from. On the other hand, you're a paper. You're our paper. You know, you should take a stand and endorse somebody for president. You know, you say that everybody can get their news from different sources. Well, that's true, but then we can get our different sources for everything, and yet you endorse you know, propositions, and you endorse other areas. Record Searchlight, you know, and Silas Lyons, who I think is trying his best there, is that I think on this decision that you all made on this one just wasn't right. I think you need to stand up and endorse someone for president. And, of course, you got both sides that will hammer you for this. And I understand that. I mean, but that's just what it is. When you're in the media business, you're going to get hammered like this.
Now, meanwhile, there was a, what do you call this?
It's a presidential election supplement that was in the paper today.
Which
is great.
Unbelievably well put together.
Right. In this Record Searchlight today.
Today. You better get it because it talks about Republicans and Democrats and the process of voting and presidential.
It talks about the president and what the president does. It's a great thing. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and we have people on the lines, and we'll be getting back to you as soon as we can. Hey, this is Carl Bott, and welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, I'm peachy. I'm standing upright, and it's a nice day.
That's great. And Linda's there to keep you straight, right?
Well, as straight as anybody can keep me.
I try.
Yes, she tries.
It's okay. A challenge.
Hey, what's up?
I happened to be listening to the question about the tech fair and the computer parts, and I thought I'd give you the information.
Hey, Gary! I'm ready.
Okay, shoot.
Okay. The name of the organization is Restoration Enterprises, and the main guy there is a guy named Jim Ballard, and I don't know if he's going to like this or not, but I'm going to give you his cell phone number.
All right.
Okay.
356-5275. I don't think he'll mind, especially if it means he can help somebody out in the community.
Okay. Well, if our former listener was talking about having a truckload full of a bunch of computer used parts, again, that's Restoration Enterprises. The name is Jim Ballard at 356-5275. And we'll also have that on freefireradio.com.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You bet, Gary. You too.
Bye-bye.
Don, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I'm coming into the conversation a little bit late.
That's okay.
But I just caught your point about the Record Searchlight and your feeling that they need to endorse a candidate. Is that right?
Yeah, that's just my point.
Right.
What's yours?
Well, I think that I can understand your point, but I think that I want my paper to simply give me honest information, allow me to make those decisions. I think that if you have a paper that's endorsing and is slanting one particular way, you begin to question the full content of that paper. And I think that what we need from our media is just honest presentation and integrity and allow the readers and the viewer and the listener to make those decisions based on good information.
I have a tendency to agree with Gary.
You know what, Gary, that's a good point. It really is. Or it's Don, honey.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you couldn't see that. Sorry, that was the last one. Yeah, Gary, we agreed with Gary, too, sometimes. No, Don, that's a good point. You know, and I saw that also, is that, you know, let us make up our minds. Well, you know, as long as the media is being equal, and that's been our problem, things I've been kind of railing about here for the last few months is it equal? But your point is very well taken, is, you know, we can make up our own minds. If the paper does endorse somebody, then after that, you're going to question everything they write about it. Is that right?
Yeah, I agree with you. And we do want balance, but I want integrity and I want honest information. And when you begin to have opinions slide over and you have stories slanted to get people to lean a certain direction, that's when you get this idea of unbiased is a difficult balance to reach. And I think the Record Searchlight has struggled with that in the past.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping that they can find that fine line between honest integrity and balance, and allow the just respect the readers that they'll make their decisions.
You know,
based
Don,
on good information.
Don, that's a great point. You know, and that's the other side of it, and that's exactly what we want on the show, is somebody coming in with a different viewpoint. Thank you so much for this phone call.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bet.
DC, we just got a minute here.
Hey, real quick, you guys have been.
Oh, man.
You're breaking up, DC.
that federal judge just upheld $8 billion for health care for our prisoners. I don't know how many state prisons we have, but if we have 100, that's $80 million of prison. Where do they come up with a number like $8 billion? We're already bankrupt by 10 or 15, and here's the federal government telling us how we have to take care of our prisoners.
Well, you know, I think this has come up before, and when I even had Doug LaMoffa on, he goes, it's like we're having Cadillac care here. You know, what's going on when we can't get our veterans to have this type of care?
Well, how many state prisons do we have?
I have no idea.
Well, you might want to just check that out.
Yeah.
Divide anything into $8 billion, it's a big number.
It's got to be huge.
Well, something's wrong with this picture.
We don't have 100 state prisons here, do we?
I wouldn't think so. But, I mean, I don't know where some clown judge comes up with a number like $8 billion.
Well, you know,
it's mind-boggling.
You know what, DC? Thanks for this call. This gives us something to start researching today. We can talk about this tomorrow. I'm going to try and get Doug LaMoff on tomorrow anyway to talk about a couple of things. This is something else we can talk about.
Thanks
a lot, DC. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Bott on News Talk 1400 KQ Must. Phone lines here 221-1402. We have some guests for after the show, but we also have a number of people lined up to talk. Join me on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Sherry, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it was a pleasure.
I heard that gentleman call in wanting to know where he could take his used computer parts. And I just wanted to let everyone know that the Salvation Army as well has a program, a recycling program, really helps out the Army and goes right back into our community, and basically anything, they'll take anything, working or not, has a plug, and you can call them, they'll pick it up, or if you want to take it, they have a warehouse just south of the airport.
Well, you know what, thank you. There's two places. This is the greatest thing about this show. I can ask our listeners for about anything, and then they come up with answers. I mean, anything from what a ribbon looked like from World War II to what a Confederate mini ball looks like.
Yeah, you guys do a great job, and it's really nice for our community to get the information out.
Well, you know, that's part of it. This is not our show. This is our show. This is North State's show, and that's what we try to do here.
Well, that's a really good attitude. And just one last thing. In these times, it's the economy right now is suffering, and I think all of these organizations, just like Salvation Army, they're really hurting.
Well, you know, we can't forget that that these places like the Red Cross and the Salvation Army take care of people that are less fortunate, and there's going to be people that are less fortunate, even though people talk about it.
Right here in our own community, that's really important.
That's the best thing, is that we take care of our own, and Reading is known for that, is taking care of our own.
And so, they are great for that. They do shine.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Alice, good morning.
Yes, I've got a new angle on what's gone on with this crash that we've had, and it's quite fascinating.
Okay.
It has to do with the geeks and the computers. these guys were able to create a whole bunch of loans, $62 trillion worth, that really have no backing. They're unenforceable. What they did is by using algorithms and credit default swaps and these derivatives, the geeks were able to just create at least $62 trillion worth of nothing.
It's just kind of like the dot-com type stuff, is that people were making billions of dollars based on nothing?
Yes, there's a wonderful thing, a New York Times op-ed piece, The Rise of Machines by Richard Dooley.
The Rise of Machines by Richard Dooley, right?
Yeah, by Richard Dooley, a New York Times op-ed. And, they just outsmarted themselves with derivatives. And it's off-the-record debt. They probably are unenforceable. It's like a legal debt.
Well, I tell you what, that's the first time I've heard of it, Alice, and anybody that uses the term algorithms on my show has got my vote of being the brain of the day.
Well, these guys have outsmarted all of us and themselves too, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the rest of us are paying for it. Now, we're going to talk a bit more about that later in the show as soon as we talk to our guest here. But, Alice, thank you so much for that phone call.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now we've got people on the line, so just hang on, people, because we've got something we want to talk about with some of our guests this morning. And my guest this morning is Don Walton and his daughter, Donna Walton, and they are part of the reenactors of the American Civil War. Now, the reason this came up is that if you went out to Big Bike Weekend this weekend, they had a model of the U.S. or the Confederate submarine, I guess the first submarine, called the Hundley, which was used successfully in the Battle of Charleston in the bay there. When I say successfully, it did blow up a ship, and then it sunk for like the third time. So anyway, talk to us, Don, about what's going on this weekend.
Well, this weekend we have a Civil War reenactment out on Olinda Road. That is actually South Street of Anderson going west, about 6 miles out. Saturday and Sunday, the 18th, 19th, we have full-scale battles, cannons, cavalry, the whole thing. On Friday the 17th, if you have students, we have a student day out there especially for students on Friday. There is no battle, but it's just discussion, so a student's going to learn about the Civil War.
What I understand is that, I mean, you have camps set up, and so that people can walk, and this is a complete reenactment of, I mean, a way that a Confederate organization's camp would be set up, and from tents to cooking equipment and everything. Is that right, Donna?
Yeah, we try and be as accurate as possible, but it's impossible to be completely accurate, but we try as best we can.
Okay, now, what are the kind of things that you have out there that they would see, students would see?
What students would see, actually on student day, you would be going to about 12 or 14 different stations. Each station takes a different part of the Civil War: artillery, cavalry, civilians, causes, weapons, clothing, all of these things that you would need to learn while you're in school to make history interesting.
Well, you know what, I've seen these before, and the amount of time and effort that the reenactors do is just remarkable. And in fact, if I remember when they made that TV, that big TV movie, Gettysburg, is they had thousands of reenactors that showed up to refight the Battle of Gettysburg.
In the 135th anniversary of Gettysburg, that battle, there was over 37,000 reenactors on that battlefield.
37,000.
37,000 reenactors on that battle.
Now the equipment you have, you buy yourselves or you make it yourselves, and how do you form up into units?
Well, basically, you first pick a character from the Civil War. It can be a family member or just a unit that you would like to represent. Like, I represent the 1st Texas, Company G. My father represents the 42nd Virginia. And you would go and you talk with the reenactors involved with that unit, and they will set you up with uniforms, weaponry. We have what's called loaner gear, extra gear that we give to newbies if they're trying out for the first time. And when they find out if they like it or not, they can go and purchase their own equipment or make it themselves.
Well, that's okay. You say you got cavalry out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've got people that, of course, have their own horses and things like this, and that they're going to go out there, and there's which unit is that that's out there?
Well, these are represented dragoons, and sometimes they portray southern, sometimes it portray northern. Just one of the horses, it takes almost 3 years to train one.
Well, yeah, for a cavalry mount, because they've got to learn to, they've got to learn commands, and then they've got to learn to be able to charge, and they've got to get over their fear of explosions and people shooting off their back, I imagine.
About how many reenactors in the Anderson for your event this weekend would you expect?
Somewhere between 120 and 200.
And do they, how far do they come?
Oregon, Nevada, Southern California. All over. We have a real good draw when we put on a performance.
That's great. Okay, now, if somebody wants to get a hold, you've got a website, right? And what's your website?
It's racw.org, and there's links to contacts for all the units, the brigade commanders, and there's also links to other websites that help newbies as far as gathering information and links to other clubs' websites.
Okay, so that's racw.org?
Yes.
Okay, that's racw.org, and we'll link this onto our site, freefireradio.com. And then so that people can see it. And it's going to be in Anderson again, where?
It'll be out on Olinda Road. Olinda Road is South Street in Anderson. Just go west. It's about 4.5 miles out.
Okay, and when's it going to start?
It will start on, for the public, it's actually the 18th and 19th. Gates open at 9 o'clock, close at 5. Come on out and just have a good time and see what's going on. Actually, we got some mountain men coming too, so that'll be kind of interesting.
Is this going to cost anything?
It's $5 for adults, $2 for students, and $3 for seniors.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So, that sounds like a good time. And I tell you what, after looking at the Hunley, you know, this is the type of submarine that sunk three times. It killed everybody the first time, the second time. They said, no, let's try it one more time. They did. It sunk again. But it did blow up the other ship. But this was, this was a lot of, the fact that you had a model of it, how it was raised, and all the things that went along with it were great. So thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you this weekend.
Can we take calls on the other side? And thank you so much, Donna and Don.
All right. Join us on the other side here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Karen, good morning, and thanks for waiting.
Oh, good morning. I really appreciate your show. I love listening to it.
Thank you.
Every morning. I have a quote that I'd like to read you. It says that the average age of the world's great civilizations has been 200 years. These nations have progressed through this sequence. From bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependency, from dependency back again to bondage.
Wow.
Well, you know what? That's I have seen that someplace before, and
yes.
I think that there's a lot of truth to be, you know, in that, and that we have got to guard against complacency and then apathy. But I read something the other day that said that people were, you know, had not had to suffer in a long time. We're in a war right now, and yet people have not given up one thing.
Yep. Well, I heard this years ago on KQMS on the morning program. And I looked it up on the internet, and the man who wrote this was Sir Alex Fraser Tytler, and he wrote this in 1801.
Wow.
He's from Scotland.
You know, there's another book out. Okay, that was Tytler?
Yep, Tytler.
Okay, from Scotland. So that's something to post up on our website, too, freefireradio.com. But, you know, the other thing, too, is somebody said the fall of great civilizations, and it showed, and it compared the United States, how we're kind of like going down the same path as a Roman civilization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, you know, you reach a certain point and then people don't care. And when they don't care, they end up giving up too much.
Yep.
Hey, thank you so much, Karen, for your phone call.
Oh, thank you.
Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a little bit late, but I wanted to thank Don and the reenactment group for bringing the Hunley to Reading. My husband is a retired submariner. And they were invited down, and seven of them got to go in the Hunley and work the whatever it's called. But they had a ball reliving their Navy days.
Well, I tell you what, Mary Lou, what's happening is Don's going to send me some photos from that afternoon, and we're going to put it up on our website.
Well, there is a group of submariners here in town that meet in Anderson.
The Cuttlefish.
The Cuttlefish, right. My husband was the first base commander, so.
Is that right? Well, I tell you what, that's a, you know, it's a group of heroes, that's for sure.
Oh, they're all a bunch of sweeties.
And so are you, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we had Art on the phone, and I think we saw him there for so long, he just.
Sorry, Art.
Call back.
Call back again. The lines are open right now. That's the thing about when you have the show here is you never know how much time, how many times people are going to be calling. But a lot of times is that we're just locked up with, we've only got three phone lines and we've got three people on the lines. Right now we're open. We're open. So if you got a phone, if you want to call back, Art, give us a chance. Now, the other thing that happened that was on the paper today was that the stock market rebounded 973 points. It's the largest rebound or gain in 70 years. It was on the market, and they had a lot to do with the world economies jumping in here and talking about how they're going to be, you know, bailing out banks if they needed to, and it kind of gave faith back into Wall Street and the investors. So, but 973 points. How much money is that? You know, we talked about the other day about billions. So, you know, and I said something about a billion is this, and somebody said, no, not exactly. So here's some examples of what a billion is. A billion seconds ago, it was 1959. A billion minutes ago, Jesus was alive. A billion hours ago, our ancestors were living in the Stone Age. A billion days ago, no one walked on the earth on 2 feet. $1 billion ago was only 8 hours and 20 minutes at the rate our government is spending it. And you know what? That was a couple years ago. I think they're doing better now. Lynn, good morning.
Carl.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing good.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, real quick, I'm just going to touch on something that a caller had earlier this morning.
Sure.
About the California prison system.
Yeah.
We have 35 prisons, I believe, now in the state. I work for the state, so I know this thing.
Okay.
And the money that they're quoting right now in the media is actually a number that the federal government is mandating the state of California spend on our incarcerated individuals.
So the federal government is saying we have to spend this, well, how much was it, $30 billion?
Yes, sir.
$30 billion.
And the reason for that is a lot of it's health care for the inmates, and they have through various different court decisions, mainly in California, they have a right to a level of health care that must be provided for, and the state by itself has really not been doing an adequate job, so the it's gone into federal receivership now. So
okay.
That's where we're at right now.
Okay. Well, that didn't help, did it?
No, not at all. I'm sorry, but I wanted to clear some things up. He was saying, he threw the number 100 out there, and it's actually quite a bit less than that.
Well, I threw that number out. I didn't know how many there were, but 35, but that's a lot of money. Hey, Glenn,
yeah.
Thank you so much for your phone call. I got to take a quick break here. Thank you,
okay,
though.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, hey, look, this is Carl Bond, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Another example, you put the word out there, here comes the answer.
Stand corrected.
Yeah, join us on the other side. Okay, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines are loaded. Greg, we just got a short time.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine.
Listen, I wanted to say from firsthand knowledge of these folks that we are very fortunate to have both Don and Donna, as well as Mary Lou and her husband, Jim, in our community. These are wonderful, upstanding citizens and who have served our nation well.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, people that do this are, you know, it's again, it's giving. Giving to our nation, giving to our community. And that's just what we love about Reading.
Yep, absolutely. Anyway, I wanted to say that knowing these folks, I admire them.
Well, thank you very much, Greg.
Lovely Certainly. Call.
Thank you.
Take care.
Ben, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Carl. How are you doing?
Hey, we're great here.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to bring a real quick point up on this prison system expenditure they're mandating that we spend.
Yeah.
There's a piece on the internet a while back about a particular sheriff that's in Arizona that has a different take on this, and it might be a way that California could recoup some of that expenditure.
Yeah, he puts them on the...
His take is they put the prisoners in a tent city out in the middle of the desert, and they all wear hot pink jumpsuits in case they decide to, you know, escape. It's a little easier to spot them. And they do a lot of other things, in like make them grow all their own food, cook all their own food. You know, those are just some of the small things that this guy's attitude.
He puts them out on the roads fixing things, and you know, you're right. He just says, "Why should they live better than our troops live in Afghanistan and Iraq?"
Exactly.
Hey,
that was
Ben.
A great piece. If I don't know, I guess you probably read it or something.
Hey, Ben, thanks for that phone call.
All right, bye bye.
Bye. John, good morning. You got 30 seconds, John.
Good morning, Carl. That's exactly what I need. I just want to read this real quick. It is time to meet the candidates for Reading City Council. One of the most important elections in Reading's history will be held on the 4th of November. The future face of Reading will be placed in the hands of two of the six council candidates running for office right now. Do you know who these people are? Who will be so important to your future? This Thursday at 7 p.m., you will have a chance to view them. Hear their positions on matters that concern everyone in the city, live on Channel 11, simulcast on Channel 9. If you have a question you want asked, go online to readingaccess.com, ask the question, or visit Fast Fire Friday Saturday website and your voice will be...
Hello?
Well, we lost John, and I think he meant Free Fire.
It's Free Fire.
That's what I meant.
FreeFireRadio.com.
Okay, know the people who will direct Reading's future. Watch your candidates forum Thursday at 7 p.m.
Okay, no,
I'm off.
Okay, John, thanks a lot.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, we were going to talk about that, too. I'll be the moderator for that, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I've seen some of the questions that our viewers have sent, our listeners have sent in. Fantastic questions. And this is a chance for y'all to see every one of our candidates, except two. Two cannot be there, but everybody else will be there. And they're going to be asked questions by a representative from the Record Searchlight and Channel 7. They're not going
to
know what the questions are beforehand. They're not
going to
know what the
feet.
Questions I have. They're going to have to think on their feet. They're going to have to, and what they really believe is going to come out, I hope. Right. Anyway, that's going to be a great one. Now,
and
also, we've got some other things happening.
And Willie Anderson, then again, is the next night.
And that's right. On Friday night is the Anderson Forum, the city council out there. People run for that. There's four of them are running for that. And it'll be the same type forum, questions from our Record Searchlight and from Channel 7. And then I'll also be moderating that one. So
don't forget Saturday, we're going to be emceeing the Freedom Festival firework. It's a tribute to the veterans out at the convention center. Join us from 5 o'clock on, where there'll be several bands, great entertainment, food booths, and of course, a great firework display when it gets dark.
It's at 8:30. It's the McConnell Foundation from the 4th of July. We're going to light up the sky there. So get there, and it's going to be a little bit chilly, so bring your coats.
We'll be back tomorrow morning.
That's right. We're going to be back tomorrow morning. And this is Carl Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Yesterday we heard a four-step proposal.